This is South Carolina Public Radio. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. Brooke Jones loves her job as a manager at Palmetto Fresh Meat, a custom meat processor and market in Anor, South Carolina. It's a typical workday for her. She's packaging Black Angus ribeyes and greeting customers. For Jones, regular days like today are a precious gift. She doesn't take a single day for granted because opioid use disorder almost claimed her life. She battled addiction for years, but no matter how many times she tried to get sober, she would eventually relapse.
I was in and out of jail. I was in and out of different rehabs. I lost everybody around me, whether it was from lying, cheating, stealing. I lost my relationship with my mom. At the time, I had one child, and I lost custody of her. I lost my car. I was homeless.
After a nearly fatal overdose, Jones knew she had to turn her life around.
I have been clean since December 18th of 2018. I owe it, all to the MAP program. And if I could explain the MAP program in one word, it would be hope. Hope for me stands for hold on, pain ends.
Her recovery journey began at CARE South Carolina in Dillon, where she started the medication-assisted treatment, or MAP program.
We have a treatment program for patients who suffer from opioid use or alcohol use disorder. So we use FDA-approved medications to treat those disorders in conjunction with behavioral therapy and medically monitored therapy.
That's Jerry Andrews, an associate medical director at CARE South Carolina. She says in the PD region of South Carolina, rates of fatal overdoses were skyrocketing a few years ago.
So in 2022, we had over 1,100 fatal overdoses just in Dillon County alone.
The MAP program serves patients in Chesterfield, Marlboro, Lee, Darlington, and Dillon counties. Amy Cook is the director of behavioral health at CARE South Carolina. She says focusing on the whole person by including behavioral counseling improves the success of medication-assisted treatment.
With behavioral therapies, we work with the patient when it comes to depression, when it comes to anxiety, when it comes to triggers for the addiction. We work with them on motivation to continue in the program.
For patients like Jones, who live more than 40 miles away from their counselors, telehealth can be a big help.
When I first got in the program, I was doing counseling every 2 weeks. And then when I hit a hard spot with my abusive relationship, I was going every week. We were doing telehealth through that.
Jones says her counselor guided her out of that abusive relationship. Then, Jones began to thrive in every aspect of her life. Now she's improved so much that she sees her counselor for virtual visits every 2 months.
I've got her at my fingertips. I can text her when I need her. So, they've been really good to me.
She says this treatment has saved her life. She's focused on repairing relationships and making new memories with her family.
I know that there's nothing that would make me go back to that life. I got a car, I got my license back, and I bought a car, and now I've carried my whole family on vacation and paid for it, and never thought in a million years I'd be able to do that.
I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.